Michael Best is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Thank you, Charlie. Great Britain's decision to leave the European Union, known, of course, as Brexit, has caused a lot of uncertainty for companies, investors, and governments around the world. For lawyers, uncertainty can create a lot of demand for legal services, and Brexit should be no exception. But beyond simply lawyering, the impact of Brexit on business issues for the legal industry will be significant. Following the trends for lawyers around Brexit is Seamus Hoare, a partner in the London office of the legal recruiting firm Major Lindsay and Africa. And Seamus is here with us on Bloomberg Law today. Seamus, American and British law firms are both going to be impacted a lot, as will their clients, by how things play out with Brexit over the next period of years. How are American and British firms approaching issues related to Brexit?
Hi, good afternoon. I think the general position at the moment is caution and just waiting to see how the impact of Brexit is going to affect business generally. We are still in effect in the European Union, so we haven't actually exited yet, but we are now officially in that process. The major U.S. law firms and the major U.K. law firms, from the initial announcement of the leave vote succeeding, I think there was a degree of shock, but I think that's calmed down a little bit. And I think the major law firms, both U.S. and U.K., are in general continuing to see opportunities, both domestically in the U.K. and across Europe. And so in terms of how that's impacting our business, we're seeing lateral demand for laterals, and by that I mean partners, remaining at quite a high level. It's just a shift of focus a little bit in terms of what practice areas are emerging as being in particular demand.
And what practice areas are emerging? What kinds of cases are you going to be seeing more of?
Well, I think with the unraveling of coming out of Europe, you will see intellectual property becoming increasingly in demand. Arbitration, commercial litigation, European competition work or antitrust work, as it's called in the States. And we're seeing increased demand for that. So that is also backed up by a continuing and legacy demand for areas such as finance, private equity, and also other esoteric areas, but we're still seeing, in particular with the U.S. law firms, the major U.S. law firms, a high level of demand for top talents in these areas, and a desire to continue to grow, albeit with a degree of caution.
Well, there's certainly been, at least in the American market, a desire for a lot of firms to grow. You know, over the last 20 or 30 years, firms have been getting bigger and bigger. You have more and more mergers. How will Brexit affect that trend, do you think? Are bigger firms going to be at a major advantage here, or particularly with laterals moving around?
I suspect the larger firms will be at somewhat of an advantage because they've got geographic coverage. So it may mean that there is just a shift of emphasis in terms of their where they're actually busy. So, for example, London may slow down a little. It may be that there's an increase in demand in, say, mainland Europe. And we're beginning to hear a little bit of that at the moment. I mean, Paris is an active market. Germany remains an active market. But I don't think what you can get away from is London being, you know, arguably, you know, the number one, number two financial center in the world. I know I'm talking to New Yorkers at the moment, and they would very strongly argue that New York is the number one financial center. But nonetheless, it's a major financial center. And I think business demand will remain the same. It's an important place to be for any business. And law firms, as you know, service those businesses. So there may be a shift. There probably will be a shift. And I think that gives an advantage to the larger law firms and the established law firms. And I think that what that will translate to is a continuing demand for lateral hiring.
Do you see more mergers between UK firms and US firms?
Yeah, I mean, there is certainly merger activity. There is, you've recently seen Evershed and Sutherland merge. And there are always conversations going on, and I think those conversations may intensify. I think those mergers will probably happen in the sort of mid to upper mid market, whereas I think the established international firms and the established Wall Street and Magic Circle firms, unless something very, very special and very compelling, driven by a very, very specific business need arises, then I think it's unlikely that there will be merger at the top end of the market. It will be more the sort of upper mid market is my view.
So is that because of the advantages that you think that the larger, more international firms are going to have? It's going to drive more mid market firms to have to merge in order to compete?
I think there's certainly an element of that. You probably know about the UK firms Cameron, McKenna, and Nabarro and Allswang coming together in a tripartite merger. That's quite an interesting merger, and I think that's really where merger activity is going to be probably at its most intense. It doesn't rule out, I don't think, other firms doing mergers at the top end of the market, although I think it's less likely. As you know, firms are driven by maintaining profitability, and profitability comes from doing lots of good and accretive work. And if that means that firms are going to have to increase their geographic footprint in order to maintain that profitability, then you will see, merger activity continuing and maybe increasing somewhat. It's always difficult to predict. This is a little bit of a finger in the air in terms of a prediction, but I think that once there is more clarity around what Brexit is actually going to mean, then I think there will either be an increased level of merger activity or firms will simply decide that what they want to do is maybe cut in size or refocus in different practice areas or do a combination of the both.
Well, it's certainly going to be interesting, as with everything else in Brexit. No surprise that both American and British firms are going to face a lot of uncertainty and a lot of business implications as Britain exits the European Union. Our thanks to Seamus Hoare, who is a partner in the largest legal recruiting firm in the world, Major Lindsay in Africa, for being with us on Bloomberg Law today. That's it for this edition of Bloomberg Law. We'll be back tomorrow.